But let's start talking about the budget. Well, guess what? The Office of Management and Budget mandating agencies continuously monitor their computer networks for cyber threats by the end of fiscal 2012. It's one of several directives handed to agency chief information officers in the 2012 budget IT guidance. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, he got his hands on it. He joins us with this exclusive look at the IT budget passback. And I know we're the budget passback. For outside of this community, people go passback. What is it? So what is the passback first off? And then what is it telling agencies to do?
Well, each year OMB sends the agencies guidance, budget guidance. And in that budget guidance, so there's 2011 budget guidance and 2012 budget guidance. So the 2012 budget guidance not even out yet, but it's as you're preparing your 2012 budget, there's guidance for this whole next year that we're into
so
right
pass
now.
So passback is essentially
passing back the budget.
Agencies submit their stuff a couple months ago. OMB does its magic. And then they send it back and say, okay, here's what we really think. And then there's some discussion.
Right. Agencies can appeal or agencies can say, okay, we understand it. We're off and running. So within a subset of that, there's the technology passback. And traditionally over the years, the technology passback has been very active, much more active than in other areas, let's say financial management or HR or some of the other areas. It's all pre-decisional information, so it's not widely known, but it does kind of tell you what's the priorities are for, in this case, Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO. Some of it will come out in the OMB memos over the year. Some of it will come out in the 2012 budget request to Congress, but it's rarely shared broadly across the federal government or the federal community, both inside and out of agencies. But agencies and vendors alike, and us reporters too, want to know what's in it. What are they talking about? What's the priorities? So I've done some digging, and I've talked to three separate government sources who actually read me the government-wide portion of the IT passback, and I found that there's some very interesting things in there based on what we've seen in the previous years.
And so the difference in this year's IT budget guidance compared to previous years is what?
It's quite different. There's OMB made more agency-specific guidance and less government-wide guidance. So a lot of my sources said, well, I can't read you this because that's specific to my agency. And right. I said, I understand. So give me the government-wide stuff. Some of those more specific things are around meeting financial management system goals or data center consolidation goals, like, for instance, how many data centers they're going to consolidate
right.
in 2011 and forward. The government-wide guidance last year featured 18 specific areas. This year, again, told by three separate sources, fewer than eight.
Really?
So a lot less government-wide.
Wow. So what's in the IT guidance?
Let's get started. The good stuff. Cybersecurity, obviously a big deal for this administration, for everyone. OMB wants agencies to get their plans together and get continuous monitoring in place by the end of fiscal 2012. OMB also told agencies to submit standard information into CyberScope, which is a tool run by the Homeland Security Department, by September 30th. This data must be automatically produced. Other data that is standardized in a standardized format that's going to be detailed in a forthcoming guidance from the Homeland Security Department on what that standardization is going to look like. Now, the idea behind continuous monitoring is to know in real time or near real time the health of agency computer networks. Right now, too often agencies are checking them either annually or every other year through the certification and accreditation process.
The FISMA requirements are you come back and you audit.
Exactly.
Like, okay, that's good once a year, but what's happening between those reports?
Exactly. Yeah. And then that way agencies can deal with threats as they're happening or as sooner than possible. Now, all that real-time data or near real-time data is being fed into this Einstein tool that is run by the Homeland Security Department. And that way they can have a broad look at what's going on across all agency networks. Now, agencies also are going to feed data into the CyberScope tool to help meet those FISMA, Federal Information Security Management Act requirements, and give, again, OMB and Homeland Security Department a more holistic picture of federal cybersecurity. Now, another government-wide topic is the transition to IPv6. Now, I think we talked about just on the show that we're running out of IPv4 addresses, which is the current internet protocol.
Right.
So everyone's got to move to the new internet protocol, many more addresses, 3 quadrillion.
If you're a general user of the internet, you don't see this, but for folks who are on the back end, eventually many more things being connected to the internet, we're just running out of what things to connect them to, which is shocking, but it's true.
It's true because so many more people are on the internet. So what OMB wants agencies to do is complete their transition plans by April to move all external facing servers to this new protocol. OMB called for agencies external services to be using IPv6 by the end of fiscal 2012, that plan of how they're going to get there, due in April. Agencies also must upgrade internal servers that communicate with those public-facing internet servers and any network that supports those internal servers. All that has to be moved to IPv6 by 2014. But the big deal is by April, the plan to get there.
And it's not just, all the applications have to change. Everything has to be, reminds me a little bit of the Y2K thing. Everything has to essentially be prepared.
Because remember, previously under the Bush administration, they just had to prove that their network could run IPv6. They didn't actually have to run it. Now what this administration is doing is saying, no, you got to run it.
So go back to CyberScope. What exactly is CyberScope?
Well, it's that tool. So right now, agencies all do certification accreditation, and they put the data into maybe an Excel spreadsheet or another tool. CyberScope is going to standardize how agencies submit information around FISMA.
Okay.
And it's going to go into a centralized tool, so it's easy to pull reports. Instead of, well, we got 17 reports, we're missing 5 of them, let's call those agencies, they'll know what those reports are coming in and be able to run.
And if it's in a standardized form, you'll be able to tell much more quickly what's missing.
And run the data, do analysis, make things much easier and understand it more. A couple of pieces of tidbits coming around for the IT budget passback. OMB instructed agencies to more directly to pay for e-government and line of business shared services this year. Last year, OMB was, as one federal manager told me, a little squishy in their direction. This year, they're saying...
Two squishy references in the show already. Yay.
This year, they've said, not only are you going to continue to support the initiatives, but I also want all managing partners of these e-government initiatives and lines of business initiatives to get their funding requests in by May 31st. That means contributing agencies should tell the managing agencies how much money they're going to provide. So what this is the idea of pass the hat. I'm in charge. You use my service. You have to help pay for your service.
Right.
So you have to give me money somehow. Now, by August 31st, those partner agencies have to confirm the funding levels by having their CFO, and this is big, sign off on the amount that will be included in the 2013 budget request.
Wow.
So not just say we're going to give you $1 million, but have the CFO say, yep, $1 million, and I approve this. Now, OMB only called out 2 eGov systems by name, grants.gov and the integrated acquisition environment, and OMB wants all 2011 contributions in the Max eGov tool. This is something that is internal that OMB runs only for both of these projects this year. That means they want more accountability and oversight over these 2 programs specifically because they're big programs. Remember, they stopped grants.gov in 2009 when the stimulus came out. And an integrated acquisition environment is getting a lot of attention because of all the different new systems that are required, like the FAPIS for a contractor database, as well as some of the other ones. Now,
and if you talk to recovery.gov folks, that has been one of the big challenges is getting all that data. And in fact, yesterday on Francis Rose's show, Mark Foreman is going to a cloud computing environment that's going to specifically focus on grants.
Yeah, grants is huge. It's
a big area, a lot of money there.
Now, what's interesting about the budget passback, and again, 3 separate sources confirm what I'm reading, is they did not address other government-wide initiatives. There's no mention of Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 or the Secure Identity Management Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of data center consolidation guidance for all agencies. Specific ones, yes, but not government-wide. No mention of the federal desktop core configuration implementation, again, to secure desktops with a standard format. No mention of data.gov, no mention of e-travel, no mention of green IT, or even information sharing. And some I've talked to found it really interesting that there was actually so little guidance. One federal manager said to me, yeah, we read it, looked good, we told them that we had no comments, and we moved on. Which is unbelievable, because in years past, there's always a negotiation, always comments.
Right. And does that mean that they're not as interested in those areas? Is that what folks are taking away from it, or just that they're choosing to do fewer things but really do them well?
It's hard to say. OMB won't talk about this pre-decisional information. So even though I put a request into the Office of Management and Budget to talk to Vivek Kundra.
Wearing no clothes. We're all supposed to pretend like it
doesn't exist.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I would say a couple things are going on. I think that around the eGov initiative specifically, a lot of them are in that what they call graduation phase. They've already, they show that this is the way to do business. We're not changing the way to do business, so continue along. I think on some of the other areas, there's expectations that were set in the 2010 passback, so last year's passback, which we also will link to up on federalnewsradio.com. And I think the idea here is, well, if we don't mention it, you just continue along the same path.
Let's take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about how all this connects with the 25-point plan that Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, talked about. And let's make that connection. We'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back to the Dora Beck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, 25 past the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller talking about the passback. This is, you know, you debate the budget with, not debate, probably, you discuss the budget. With the Office of Management and Budget and agencies, they go through all this. Well, what's been in it? And we've been talking about this and a lot of the IT guidance, Jason. And, of course, we heard about the OMB 25-point plan. Connect these dots between these two things. Is there a connection there?
Well, the main intersection is around cloud computing. As we know, OMB called for a cloud-first policy in the 25-point IT reform plan issued last December. Now OMB reiterated that cloud-first policy in the IT budget passback, the guidance. They instruct to access they tell agencies to assess technologies in the FedRAMP program, which is a program run by GSA, the Defense Department, and Homeland Security Department, to have vendors' products and services certified and accredited for to meet cybersecurity standards under a set of metrics that all agencies agree that meets the government's need them to the cloud in the next year. So interestingly, though, the passback doesn't address many of the IT reform plans. OMB obviously is still moving forward with them. In fact, just last Friday, OMB brought in the companies from Tech America and IAC to discuss the new Project Management Career Series. This was another piece of the IT reform plan. And I heard from one industry source that OMB and OPM were basically asking vendors for input and suggestions as they developed this new career series. The idea here is we don't do project management very good. We need help. Can we make it? Can we professionalize it, which we've heard many times? And the one way they're going to do this is make it a career series within the GS series. Now, about 30 vendors were in the room, and the industry official who attended this tells me that overwhelmingly, vendors say experience and technical knowledge are the two most important things that any project manager must have. The official actually tells me that George Mason University was there, and they were interested in putting together actually a program to support this idea of a project management professionalism. But federal CIO Vivek Kundra, who stayed about 30 minutes of the 2 hours, talked a little bit about how they're actually talking to other universities about putting together a master's degree program specifically aimed at government project management. So there's already some of these discussions going forward, and it's very interesting that they've started not only thinking about it, but taking steps. Now, the vendor also told me about whether some questions came up about whether this new project management series would be part of what they call the 22-10 series for technology. This is an existing series, career series, or would it be an extension of the 22-10 series? Now, OPM says it may be part of the 2200 family, it may be a separate series, no decision has been made yet. OPM and OMB did not announce what the next steps would be. So this was more of an information collection session. So this is just, you know, another step they're taking. Project management's a big deal. I'm sure it'll get mentioned in the 2012 budget as well.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And tomorrow we'll have you on talking about the State of the Union and see what comes out of that.
I think there's going to be a lot. I talked to one federal official. They said they may be getting a couple pieces of homework from Mr. Obama.
There you go. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Just ahead, we'll have your... you can find more.